Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. And our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is John Kanz, and I am excited to share with you today's reflection. We've been reading the book Abandonment to Divine Providence by Jean-Pierre de Caussade as a staff at the parish, the Catholic church that I work at in Sioux Falls here. And one of the things that at least at this point in the book, as we're reading, that the author has insisted on is the presence of God to us right here and right now. Even to the fact that we don't experience God tomorrow. We don't experience him yesterday, right? Because that's gone. But he is here now to be experienced. And his whole thing is that there's nothing that we need to do to experience that and to realize God's presence and to obtain sanctity, other than just to respond to whatever it is that God is calling us to in the moment. It's a busy time actually in the Kunz household right now. We've got, you know, just between, you know, my wife and I having full-time work and trying to coordinate pickup and drop off with the kids. We're actually renovating our basement right now, and at the same time trying to redo our landscaping. Just trying to find time to even see each other, you know, it's just busy. And in the midst of that, in the last, you know, a couple of weeks, we've had a car that needed some serious repairs, and then our fridge goes out, and it just stopped cooling things. I brought in a professional, paid him $100 to tell us, yep, it's broken. And in all of that, enters in real opportunities to experience very real frustration, you know, and that can be really difficult. And in those moments, I'm often thinking about the things that I would rather be doing instead of the thing that I need to do in those moments. You know, sometimes I'd rather be working on this project that I'm really passionate about at work, or maybe even a side project that I'm really passionate about. Maybe I'd like to be practicing worship or just playing my guitar, whatever it might be, that I can often be really distracted by the thing I'd rather be doing than the thing that is right in front of me. And recently this was happening as our fridge went out. We're trying to shop and buy a new fridge before all of our food goes bad, and then try to get it in the house. And of course it's, you know, more work always than you expect it to be. And in the midst of that, I'm trying to move this giant fridge into the house with my father-in-law and my brother. And in the midst of this frustration that is just normal life, my son comes up and he's trying to help move the fridge. And he's 2 years old, and this fridge weighs a few hundred pounds or whatever. And all of us, you know, adults are trying to move it in. And it's just like, get out of the way, kid. This real frustration again enters in. But again, he just wants to help. And it's like, you know, move, you're going to get hurt and all this stuff. We finally get the fridge in place. And he comes over, and my immediate reaction is just tell him to get away, because I'm going to get it done and do it on my own. And all of a sudden he comes over and he just looks up and he goes, tape? And there's some tape on the fridge. And he said, tape, Michael, throw away. I realize he just wants to be part of what we're doing. He sees what the Father is doing, and he has just this desire to be a part of it. And in that moment, I realized, yeah, but oh, yes, son, yes, come here, help me take this extra tape off the fridge, and you can throw it away. Let me help you. So he realized what the Father was doing, and he just wanted to be a part of the work the Father was doing. And as soon as I realized that he just wanted to do what I was doing, it clicked into place for me what the Father was doing, what my Father was doing, what our God, our Father in heaven was doing, which was calling me back to the duty of the present moment, which never ceases, right? To be a father to my son, and to enter into that and to grow in sanctity by entering into that. And it's true that is just the truth of the call on my life, with all these other things and that can be distractions. Yes, all these other duties and things. There's a reality that I am called to who I am and what I am called to in the present moment. And it is always to be husband, you know, father, son, and that it takes place in the here and now. And it involves those things like taking a project that could be done in, you know, a couple minutes and taking four times longer to let my son help me and become a part of the work that his father is doing. It's no different than when he spills something and, you know, that maybe that's frustrating for me. And I think, well, if I just wipe it up, it'll be done. But instead to say, no, Michael, we need to go. We need to grab a towel and bring him over and let him clean it up and invite him into that so he can grow and progress. And it just is, it's just amazing to me. Whenever I open myself up to that reality of what he is asking from me as a father, I learn so much about what God, my father in heaven is asking me to do. And what is he calling me to do is just to be a part of what he is doing in my life, which is surrounding me, with this family, with my beautiful wife, my beautiful children, with the friends that are around me, putting me into this place of work where I get to be doing work that I'm passionate about, that I love. And if I focus on all these things that are around there in the constant milieu of the regular day, I miss sight of this truth that God is here and now. And it's often on the other side of the frustration that I'm feeling. Once I get over that moment and I see, oh Lord, this is what you're doing, and then choosing to enter into that that which he's calling me to, then there's real peace. There's real joy just in the here and now, in pursuing sanctity simply by being fully present to the will of God in my life and what he's trying to call me to do in the present moment. I would just invite us all to consider that. What is God calling us to do? And what are the frustrations, the anger, the fears, the worries, the concerns, even just the joyful distractions that might actually be keeping us from doing the things that we're supposed to do, the things that help us to enter into the work that the Father is doing in our lives. What are those things that get in the way of that? And we just take a moment to center ourselves, to trust that the Father is here, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, just knowing that God is present to us. Just leading with faith into that reality. We pray in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Father, you are so good. You are a giver of good gifts. Send your Spirit into our lives. Open our minds to see you, our ears to hear you, our hearts to love you, and our mouths to proclaim you. It's for your glory that we live and we move and have our being. So together, we all pray, glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.